Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Kat Starr of Kat Starr Music, based here in Cookeville. Kat, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andrea. It's so great to be here today.
Give me a little bit of background on you. Music, obviously, is a big part of your life.
Yes.
But how did you get started? Because you do basically all the things with music.
I do a lot of things with music, yes. I started playing viola at the age of 9. I was so lucky to be raised in Oak Ridge, where we had strings programs in all of the schools. And so I started there playing viola, and I kept on throughout junior high and high school. I had a Celtic band in high school, and then when it came time for college, I couldn't really imagine doing anything else for a living. So I got my degree in music education. I taught 1 year in the public schools and decided that must be somebody else's strong suit, but it wasn't mine. And so I decided to stop teaching in the public schools and started my own business, Kat Starr Music, in 2009. And it's grown a lot in the last 14 years. It used to just be me teaching violin, viola, cello, bass. And now we have a team of 7 teachers total, and we've added flute, guitar, ukulele, mandolin, piano, and voice.
So really something for anyone.
Yes.
So you were clearly trained in viola and violin, strings. Your other instructors, I'm assuming did they go to school for it?
Good question. So
self-taught, which I always think is incredible.
Self-taught. Yeah. One of our head teachers, Caleb Ferris, he's mainly self-taught and just a bang-up guitarist. The nice thing about taking on some self-taught teachers is that they can play by ear, and they can teach our students how to play by ear. And we do a little bit of both. You know, we like to help our students be really well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our other teachers are more classically trained. 2 of our teachers were actually former students of mine, which is just really sweet. I really like that.
I feel like that has to be incredibly rewarding to see that, like, the time that you put in and that they put in has turned into more than just, okay, I'm going to, you know, pick up the violin and play it for fun, or just, you know, it's a bucket list thing, but then you just never do it again. It's like when I tried to learn guitar once upon a time, and then I was like, okay, I'm done with this. I got all the stickers for my guitar case. I'm over it now. But actually seeing people go on and use that and then use it for you.
Oh, it just warms my heart. I made the mistake one time of telling Leah Johnson, my violin teacher, who used to be my student, I was like, oh my gosh, your students are like my grand students. And she's never let me live that down.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine that is, I mean, I love that. I love the idea, but in execution or in actual, like, thinking too hard about it, it makes your brain explode a little
bit. It does. I said it and then I immediately regretted it.
So of all the different instruments you play, what's your personal favorite?
Oh, man, this is such a tough question. I think guitar is my favorite. Even though, you know, I haven't been playing it as long as violin, it's my favorite because I can do so much with it. I really enjoy songwriting. In fact, I've started recently teaching songwriting workshops from our studio.
That's fine.
Yeah, thanks. 3 steps to write your song, and, you know, I can help people who only know, like, 3 chords start writing their own music, and that's really rewarding. And so, as a songwriter myself, I really love getting to accompany myself with the guitar.
I can imagine. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
My songwriting experience is really bad emo poetry, circa like 2002, 2003, and no music, because literally I used to have 2 friends stand next to me and clap my hands in time for me.
Oh.
There is no musical bone in this body.
You know, I'm hearing that and I'm thinking, I know a place.
I maybe one day when I stop doing all the 97 other things.
Oh my gosh. There's nothing wrong with that.
So you start with beginners, you go all the way on up to more advanced levels.
We do. We love beginners. I know it can be really intimidating if you're thinking about taking lessons. It can be intimidating to become a learner again, especially as an adult, right? And so we love beginners. We love intermediate, advanced, and we teach age 4 through retirement.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Cat Starr.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, set a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
You're back on the scene, and I am here today talking to Cat Starr of Cat Starr Music. You mentioned songwriting.
Right.
Which is incredible. Where do you get inspiration as you're writing?
Oh, gosh, everywhere. As I like to tell my students, stubbing your toe on a Tuesday morning can be inspiration for a song. It's pretty much everywhere. When I'm teaching my songwriting workshops, Three Steps to Write Your Song, I ask my students to think about something that maybe feels a little bit unresolved for them. And I think if you're a normal human on earth, that's like a lot of things.
Yes, very much so.
And so the act of songwriting is actually just getting to know yourself a little bit better. And I have my students free write about whatever they've chosen to try to understand a little bit more. One of the biggest pieces of advice that I give them is make it dramatic. You know, I had a student the other day working on writing a song about how it feels to be a middle school aged kid. And she was like, it feels so silly to write, you know, and make this so big. And I'm like, make it big, make it dramatic, because you're going to process those feelings. And those feelings are what other people are going to connect with when they hear your song. I'm not a middle schooler anymore, but I can sure connect to, you know, the stuff she was going through her song.
And I think most of us, I think especially women, remember that, like, that middle school, oh, the angst then, and just mm-hmm. I hate you, and screaming and
right.
slamming the door on your mom, and just like no one loves you and you're gonna die alone,
no,
because when you're 12
you.
And 13, like, everything is big to you because you're going through so many changes mm-hmm. that you're right, it should be dramatic because it should feel like how it feels to you.
Right, exactly.
That's why I love Taylor Swift so much.
Oh,
her
yeah.
writing is so dramatic, but it's like, it's how you feel in that moment.
Yeah.
Another songwriter who's one of the newer ones, Olivia Rodrigo, Driver's License. Like, I remember the first time I heard that and I was like, girl, you 16. It's okay. It's okay. And then I was like, no, do you remember what you were singing along to and crying to when you were 16?
Mm.
No, this girl gets it. Like,
right.
The drama and like that experience, it's the human experience connecting us.
Exactly.
So I love that. Yes. Yeah. Be dramatic. Everyone should be more dramatic. At least in this situation.
Correct.
Not just in general, but like, I like the free write.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I was talking about my terrible emo poetry. It all came out of like my live journal or my dead journal, as we had back then. And I think that's just, it's an easy way to get things out. It's a way mm-hmm. to express yourself.
That's right. Yeah. Once we take these ideas that are swimming around in our heads, and they can seem so overwhelming when it's just in your head and you can't really pin everything down. And then I have them free write and they just, you know, just put their brains on a piece of paper basically and just map it all out. And that in itself is a really invaluable tool just to have, just to be able to get, you know, things down on paper. And then they go back and they underline like, oh, this was a really good way of saying that. Or this was super descriptive and I felt there when I read this. And then we just take these little bits and start putting chords and melody to it. And like the songs that they write, they make me tear up. I taught a Zoom Three Steps to Write Your Song back in October, I think it was, and a school counselor had been taking lessons with Caleb, and she wrote the most amazing song about how she sees her students and how she is there for them. And so I never know what's going to come out of my students' brains when they start writing songs, and it's just amazing every time.
I can imagine. And everyone's different. And
yeah.
Like, and because of the range of ages you have and genders and diversity in general, you're getting so many different pieces of the human experience.
Yeah.
I would venture a guess that there's still something in there that connects everybody.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like I said, the situations that people are writing about may all be very different. You know, I've never been a school counselor, but when the student said, and I see you, and I see your tears, and I see your growth, and I see how you're better than you were yesterday. Wow. I mean, that really hit me. I know, ooh, right?
That's what we all wanted our counselors to tell us.
Yes.
Like, or whatever parental authority figure in our lives. Oh, that's incredible.
I know. I know. And I had another student who wrote about, he was a little boy, and wrote about one of his cats passing away unexpectedly.
Oh.
Ooh.
Who can't relate to that?
Gosh, like, who hasn't lost a pet and just been completely distraught?
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Kat Starr. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Kat Starr about her own music and then the lessons that her company offers. If someone's interested in signing up for classes, what's the process? What does the whole thing look like?
Well, it's really easy. You just reach out to us. You can call us at 931-706-9496. Or you can head on over to katstarrmusic.com. That's K-A-T-S-T-A-R-R music.com. And you can just check out our website. We have lots of contact us forms, and you'll get some information right away when you fill one of those out, but you'll also receive an email from my husband, who's co-owner of Kat Starr Music with me. You'll be talking to Clay Ferris, and we guide you through every step of the process. So even if you don't have an instrument already, we'll help you find one or rent one. You know, we've got some good recommendations. Yeah, you'll just be in really good hands once you reach out.
And we mentioned you offer beginner classes and everything from string instruments to vocals. How do you let people place themselves in a class, or do you figure that out for them?
Oh, that's a great question. So we have four different tiers of learning. So expert lessons are with me, and as the head teacher, I can tell you a bit more about the music theory as it relates to your instrument and take you to a bit more advanced level. We also have expert together. If you and a friend are, say, in a band or want to learn how to make music together, you can take lessons together with me.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really fun. And then we also have private lessons just with our associate teachers. And we have learn together with our associate teachers as well. So, like, if you want to learn banjo and ukulele or something like that, we can help facilitate that.
That's fantastic. And out of curiosity, how long does it usually take people to go through, like, from beginner to not necessarily expert, mm-hmm. but, like, to feel like they're comfortable, that they know what they're doing? Obviously, it varies from person to person.
It does. It does. But our main goal is to help you play the music that you love. So maybe you love Nirvana, or you want to play Seven Nation Army or something like that. We really tailor the lessons to our individual students' goals. So it really depends on how much the student wants to put into it in terms of practice time.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get you, to your goal as soon as we possibly can, because we love seeing people go and take the music we've taught them and play on the praise band on Sunday mornings, or play music in their own band or with their families. That's really rewarding.
I can imagine, especially seeing someone you've taken from beginner level and then getting to see them grow and learn more and develop their talent.
Yeah, that's really amazing.
So we have a lot of really amazing musicians in this region, mm-hmm. in general. What would you say, because I know for the more fine arts, we've got a very collaborative community, and it's not competitive. Everyone is really, like, encouraging. Would you say the music community is the same way?
I would say so in general. And no matter what you get into, there's going to be cliques here and there.
Oh, of course.
But I have really enjoyed playing in bands over the years. My husband and I play together, and I especially love that inside our own, you know, KSM team, we're all just so encouraging of one another. You know, with our seven teachers total, we're always trying to lift each other up and get each other to play at our recitals and things like that.
And you mentioned that you have a spring recital coming up.
We sure do. So about a quarter of our students are online only. So they come in to us via Zoom for their lessons. And we wanted to offer a spring Zoom recital so that they can actually show off for one another and encourage each other. So if you want to tune in to our spring Zoom recital, go ahead and find us on Facebook. We'll be streaming it on Facebook, Cat Star Music. On Facebook, it's April 29th. It's a Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Sounds perfect. And your website once again was?
CatStarMusic.com.
So if you're ever interested in learning a musical instrument or getting some vocal lessons, which Lord knows I need, go ahead and get in contact with them. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.